Mr. Rossidis.
Just a minute.
Jane.
There you are.
Jane.
Yes.
I'm still in the president's office, and I've just talked to Ted Kennedy, and I have offered him protection, and I want you or Chief Riley to get a hold of him. He's at home.
Right.
And y'all get the agents on him tonight.
Will do. What about Chisholm? She's in Akron, Ohio. The whole plane. The man is calling in now. He's back.
You call her and tell her she's got it.
Fine.
But you call her. We don't need to call her.
Right. I'll call her.
Now, on the others, on...
The others would be Mills. Then there's Congresswoman Mink is still technically... Dean McCarthy.
No, not McCarthy. But you talk to Riley, and y'all decide we might put two or three people with them, just a minimum, just
right.
If they're traveling or something.
On Mills?
Yeah.
And Mink?
And Yardy and Muskie. Muskie still got his, hasn't he?
Yes, he still has his.
And Jackson?
So on.
Jackson still has his?
Yes.
Well...
Reduced number.
Yeah. Well, give the others a very reduced number, too, but go on and do it.
Fine, sir.
And you take care of Chisholm. We're going to announce Kennedy from over here, but you or Riley get a hold of him immediately at his home and tell him the agents are on their way, and let's get it. Now, he wants to take them on a temporary basis.
He wants to take them on a temporary basis.
Subject to change, and I said that's fine.
Good. And then I'll call Mrs. Chisholm.
So you call Ms. Chisholm and tell her that the president has ordered that notwithstanding she doesn't qualify under the criteria, as we understand it, that the president has ordered that she be given protection.
Right. Did we put out any statement by you?
Yeah, you can put out a statement and just on her. You can put out the statement from the Treasury over there that
on
the president.
Yeah. They'll put out the statement from the White House.
The statement on Kennedy will be put out over here, but we'll put out the statement over there and we'll low-key it, but that the president has directed me as Secretary of the Treasury to offer protection to Ms. Chisholm.
Thirdly, we've traced the gun. Of a 38 caliber five rounds, apparently, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the purchaser. We're now trying to check whether the purchaser ties in with the person that has been apprehended.
All right.
Right, sir.
Okay.
Right.
Any further word on his condition?
No further word on the condition, Secretary. We just have no further word. Now, you know, maybe not. Humphrey is either at the hospital or on his way to the hospital to see Governor Wallace.
Yeah.
McGovern is going to hold a press conference, and then he will go from Detroit to the hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
Want to add that just in case any thought of any.
Well, God Almighty. All right.
But I just want to let you know those two are. One, Humphrey's probably there, and McGovern's on his way.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thanks.